Good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the Beach Business Breakfast Show. I'm Dave Hawes, co-host Jeremy from JezWeb, probably the world's greatest internet provider. You're a
website provider.
Website hosting, website design, you name it, they can do it.
David, the most hyperbolic
mortgage broker
in the world.
From owner custom finance. So we're here today with Phil Spillane from Bell Property in Newcastle. Just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast is on the third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club, 7:30 till 8:30. $10 gets your breakfast, informal networking, opportunity to meet some new business people and hopefully who'll refer business to you and you can refer business to them. So of that $10, $5 goes to Merriweather Surf Club, which is fantastic. And so Phil, just welcome today. Thanks for coming.
Thanks guys, thanks for having me.
Just a first question, what did you do before you started Bell Property? What was your background?
Spent 15 years training, developing sales agents across another real estate network. Worked with the McGrath brand for quite a period of time, which was, I guess, a really good grounding in regards to seeing a lot of Australia and different areas of Australia and how real estate works in those areas.
Yeah.
And when we got to Newcastle, we decided that it was time for us to do something for ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic place, as you guys know, obviously living here. And we think that there's massive opportunity for a boutique agency in Newcastle, and that's the reason why we started our own.
Excellent, that's good. And Bell Property, a big group that you got involved in?
Yeah, they are. They're, a franchise model. They've been fortunate enough to win the Real Estate Institute's Boutique Agency of the Year the last 3 years in a row.
That's good.
And that's up against some of the major brands, so very happy with that. And I think the model behind Bell is a lot more customer focused. It's not necessarily about the amount of business that's done, it's the quality of how the business is done and more about, I guess, building relationships with the community and so forth. So that was something that really resonated well with myself and my wife. And one of the main reasons why we chose Bell as the franchise.
Yeah, and I think in discussions we've had, real estate is a means to an end for a lot of people. It's a way of growing wealth for their future. For a lot of people it's just to buy a house, but other people, they want to, get with someone who can look after their interests, for the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, there's two real forms of real estate. There's mum and dad real estate where, you're finding a house and today's market, and I suppose over the last 10 to 15 years, that's changed a lot for people.
Yeah.
Where I suppose when I grew up, mum and dad, they owned a house. They're still living in the same house that they've always owned, and they've really never really changed that process. But I guess the generations, as they change and work evolves and people have to move out of, country areas and so forth, maybe bigger cities and so forth to find work, I think the industry's got a lot more transit, so people are travelling a lot more. I think the average number of years a person owns a house now has really come down. It's quite a lot less than what it used to be.
Yep.
Back to around about now, around 5 years.
Yep.
Every move is. And then I guess with wealth creation and so forth, there's quite a lot of people taking advantage of using their self-funding superannuation or,
equity
in their house. To try and set themselves up for the future to help with their own, retirement.
So you said you moved back, moved to Newcastle. So was the move the reason to start the business, or the business was, let's get started, Newcastle's the place you want to be? What was the sort of tipping point for that decision?
Well, again, it's a good point, Jeremy. With the training that I was doing before, John McGrath, who I was working for, was looking at bringing, floating his business. So he wanted to bring the sales trainers back closer to the Sydney base. I was looking after the East Coast, so we came back to Newcastle to pretty much look after a couple of the offices here through the Central Coast and back into Sydney. We fell in love with the place. There wasn't an opportunity with that particular brand, and we're fortunate that there was an opportunity that Bell hadn't made it to Newcastle at this stage.
Okay.
And if we line the two different models up, I think we're on a winner. It was, service. It's much more, I think, user friendly.
And what's the gap or the point in the market that Bell's addressing? Like, of course, there are many real estate agents, and but what makes you a bit special?
Well, we're looking at creating, I guess, an information stream for the clients out there in the marketplace on the three different areas, Jeremy. There's, you know, the investment area where we're working in closely with a list of professional people such as Dave and so forth to allow us to be able to provide the right sort of financial vehicle. You know, we've got other people that are connected into the actual business group again, like Jim Garris is an account that will help them with their, you know, positive and negative gearing, depreciation schedules and so forth. We've got Bill who looks after, I guess, the wealth creation side and helping them with their insurances and so forth. So packaging that together to be able to provide an information stream to, I guess, the client base that potentially they may have had to go and source themselves. And, you know, we all get busy in today-to-day's, you know, day-to-day business and society, so having some, I guess, overall connection into that really, we've found it's been something that's been well received in the marketplace.
It's about having a team of people that can sort of do the various bits and take the pressure off the client.
Sort of external to the business, but that team of people, is that where the first clients came from? Like, you built that network or that group of people?
Well, you know, I think that there's a couple of different ways. I mean, fortunately for us, the brand's very, very well known around a lot of Australia. You know, we're in Queensland, we're in the ACT, we're obviously very heavily involved in Sydney and up the east coast of Australia, but we're also in Adelaide, moving into Perth, just about to open in Darwin. So there's areas around Australia that we can cover to provide a blanket lot of information on different sorts of areas where people might be actually moving to or looking at investing into. I suppose business was always done with real estate on things like letterbox drops that I'm sure most people don't like anymore, advertising
so
in the newspaper.
Do. They like getting their junk mail.
They don't get any other mail these days.
Yeah, so. That's it. So, you know, we thought that we wanted to bring real estate back to the days where technology really came into, which is really, you know, something that we're proud of and something that we're able to connect back to the community by looking at business organisations and breakfast meetings and so forth, like, you know, the connection that we're all involved with here, to allow us to get that 6 degrees of separation, that referral business, which I think's obviously most important to everybody.
Yeah, so what sort of social media marketing do? Do you do much of that?
A little bit of Facebook and a little bit of LinkedIn. Again, it's more about providing tips and hints and so forth in the marketplace rather than results.
Yeah.
I think people like to see that, you know, whoever they're potentially going to use is providing a good result to the marketplace, but I think they're more interested in, you know, some information that potentially might be good for their education and making sure that they're set up the right way.
Yeah, and I know you do your newsletter, which is good, which we get, and you know, a lot of those things, it's just about making sure you're sort of top of mind with people. And,
yeah,
when they're thinking of something that they might need in real estate, that, you know, Bell's on the list of people that they'll consider. So that's good. So just following on from Jeremy's thing, how have you found, like, starting off in Newcastle and getting your first clients and getting to know the area? How's that been?
Yeah, look, I think it's a challenge for anybody that's starting off from scratch in a new area. You know, fortunately, I suppose we've been in the industry for quite a long time and knew the mechanics of what we needed to do, but really, I think, Dave, it's about relationship building, and the trust needs to be there, and that takes time to actually, you know, to develop. With each result that we get, there's hopefully a happy buyer and seller that's involved, and that good word then spreads as time goes on. But I think the difference and the thing that's been missing in real estate the most isn't necessarily the day-to-day transaction, it is the connection to the network of people and also the community. You know, what is Bell prepared to do to help Newcastle move forward? And one of the things that we see is very evident is that the real estate industry in Newcastle is probably around 20 years behind in the understanding of the mechanics of what's available and how to use it effectively, compared to a lot of other areas in Australia.
Can you give us some examples of that? Like, so you mean from the agents or the people selling the properties?
Again, Jeremy, before the internet came out, you know, someone might put a signboard up out the front and the clientele base would drive to the agency, have a connection with an agent. The agent would put them in the car, show them half a dozen properties or whatever it is, and hopefully they found something that they'd like. And then they'd continue that relationship with directly with the agent until the agent was able to facilitate something for them. So it was very personal. Today, it's all done by way of the internet. So people will advertise on the internet, they'll put something in the window display, they'll put a signboard out the front, and hopefully the buyers find it and then ring them.
Or they run an open house and, you know, for a 30-minute window, people can come in, have a look. There might be 10 groups, so you can have a small chat with the agent, but you can't really build that relationship.
Yeah, correct. So the personality of the real estate agent's really been now how much marketing they do on these sites and how big their ads might be. We want to take it back to the connection to the day-to-day people and really start providing them with a service of, what is it you're exactly looking for? Here's our professional suite of people that will help you with your finance, you know, your wealth creation and planning for the future. And then when you do find the right property, potentially all of the services that can help you financially, whether it's tax depreciation or whether it be, you know, superannuation, using your own self-funding to actually move your vehicle forward. Or look at, okay, I've got my own house, and I've now moved out of my house and kept my original house as my investment property. A lot of people own too much value in that investment property and they don't get the value of actually what they can actually depreciate out of it. And getting that information across to them effectively and then keeping those people as clients for life so that they do potentially multiple transactions.
Mm. Yeah, okay. So a lot of real estate then is transactional. So the house is listed, paperwork's done, it's sold, and then real estate agent's off to the, you know, deal with the next person. Whereas sure. You're sort of saying, well, there's a continuum. The person approaches you because maybe they've seen a house you've listed or because they just know that you can help them find a house.
Yep.
And then subsequent to that sale, it's like, okay, well, let's introduce you to a property depreciation expert, or what account are you using, or what's the next house that you're buying,
or... Or if that's what they want to do, or maybe some people have never thought of it. You know, they might buy a house and then in 5 years have some equity they can tap into, or they might be an older couple with equity who want to help their kids, so they can use that equity to help their kids into a place. So
yeah.
So Phil, just you've been sort of in business and a lot of businesses, and you've spent a lot of time with John McGrath. What's sort of the best business advice you've ever been given?
Look, I think the best business advice I've ever been given is that clients always come first. No matter what you do, you know, how well you're going in your business, if you lose sight of the service that we're just supposed to be providing, which is to make sure that you do everything you can ongoing to benefit the client, I think if you lose sight of that, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's good. And if you were starting, I suppose you've been going a year and a bit here in Newcastle.
About 9 months now.
About 9 months.
It's close.
Yeah, no, that's good. And
feels like it.
as you said, it is a struggle. We've been going just over a year ourselves. Jeremy's an overnight success, been going 15 years. So,
I love to hear. Like, is there? So you've had some time now to do some marketing, social media, out networking, and that. Is there anything in particular that you've done that you've really like? It's just smashed it out of the park, or alternatively, something that's just flopped, like. I don't know, did a post on social media and you've got 1,000 people sharing it or something, or was there any sort of standout moments in your marketing so far, good or bad?
I think for the research that we get back from our client base, you know, which is, a database that all real estate agents would have, and we'd like to try and make sure that they're up to date on a weekly basis on what's happening for us and what's happening in the marketplace and so forth, and keep them well informed. They want to know more about the industry and what's happening with the marketplace compared to what we're doing as an agency. They're not necessarily worried about how many sales we've made or what it might be, but they are interested in what's happening immediately around them. So if there was a a record sales price for a street, whether we made it or PRD made it or whoever made it, then that information is important to them to know that their area is growing.
So is there sort of like a balance there? You see, an agent might be tempted to kind of, let's call it gloating, but maybe it's not quite that exaggerated.
Sharing their excited success
versus saying, hey, like you say, it might have been another agent that sold the property that's three doors down and going, oh, did you know the property value in your street looks like it's gone up by $100,000 this year?
That's exactly right, and that's the information that they're more interested in. I mean, obviously there's people that have been in business a hell of a lot longer than what we have in town, so they'll have more runs on the board with potentially amount of listings they might have or so forth. Our methodology is about making sure that the information streams really clear and accurate to the consumer, and from that point if the consumer thinks it's that information is valuable, then they'll call us in for at least an opportunity for us to give them an appraisal.
And that's email, direct mail, Facebook, sort of social media, like the channels that you...
They're the channels that we use, and then connecting to networks like this, like the Beach Breakfast, to allow similar-minded people to sort of broadcast that you might get a higher service line from this particular business compared to what's out there at the moment.
I think the key thing with most marketing is to make sure it is about the customer, and it is giving the customer, you know, what opportunities they've got coming out of that. But, you know, if prices have gone up, there's opportunities there. If there was a post we saw the other day, which is around rent yields dropping. So, you know, there's the opportunity to say to people, look, have a look at your interest rate because you might be getting less rent. So there's quite a lot of things. So, well, thanks for that, Phil. That was fantastic. Bell Property are in Hamilton, but look after all of Newcastle, down to Swansea, out to the Hunter Valley. Just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast, every third Thursday, so it's on next Thursday, so this will be up before then. We'd ask people to register to come along, RSVP via the website, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, or via the meetup site, so our highly trained international chef can make sure there's enough bacon and eggs for everyone. We were talking the other day, he has cooked overseas. I think he cooked toast once, so when he was about 9. So he's 19 now, so he's got plenty of experience. So thanks again, Phil.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jeremy, and have a great day.
Been a pleasure.